We're talking with Dr. Frank Hardin, who's with Noble Foundation. Frank, tell me a little bit about something that you're involved with at Noble there in Ardmore. You said it was called the Noble Academy?
Noble Academy, yes, sir.
So tell me about that.
So the Noble Academy started this time last year, August 3rd, I think, last year. And it began because we host tours at the Noble Foundation for adults and for youth. And the past several years, as we brought more and more youth onto campus, we began to realize that there was a huge disconnect between today's youth and agriculture. So much so that we hear things like, I would never eat beef from a cow, I'd only eat beef from Walmart. And strawberries really come from plants. They have DNA in them. So we realize this disconnect, and we also realize the fact that today's youth are future leaders and our policymakers and our educators. And if this disconnect continues, agriculture could suffer some severe consequences in the future and later on down the road. So the Noble Academy began to take science and ag programs into the classrooms. We work with fifth graders all the way up to 12th graders, and right now, because we don't want to start too big too soon, we're focusing on middle grades. And we're doing that for two reasons. One, because that's where they have a tendency to lose their love for science. There's just not a lot of hands-on science activities that they can do in the classroom. In fact, just the other day, we heard a young lady say, "This is the coolest thing I've done in school yet. All we do in science class is worksheets." So we were in there, hands-on activity. It was the strawberry DNA extraction, and they loved it. So we realized that there's not a lot of science in the middle grades. And also, for any student that's interested in food, feed, and fiber or agriculture, that's where to spark their interest, is in the middle grades. So we've started with middle grades, and we're taking science and agricultural programs into the classroom to do three things. One, we want to educate these youth about the importance of agriculture in society. We want to break the mold that agriculture is just farmers and ranchers, that there are other careers out there besides farming and ranching that are also important to agriculture as well. They can be computer scientists, they can be photographers, graphic designers. All of these professions are involved in agriculture or can be involved with agriculture. So it's not just farmers and ranchers, but a wide variety of careers that they can pursue. And also to convey the need for science to advance agriculture. So we're going to have to feed 9.5 billion people in the next 40 years. It's taken us until now to learn how to feed 7 billion people. In 40 years, 2.5 billion more. And we have to do this with less agricultural input, less water, and less land. In order to do that, science is going to play a big role. So that's kind of a little bit about the academy and what we're aiming to do and what we're doing now.
So you told me you've got four pilot schools right now. Are you hoping to broaden that reach eventually?
Yes, sir. The idea is to go into the classrooms and the pilot schools and get the teachers to the point where they can deliver these programs themselves. We can come in as mentors and be there with them if need be, or they can be totally independent. We can provide the materials and they can deliver these programs. And that will give us an opportunity to expand and move out of our pilot school, Carter County, right now. We can move out from there into the other schools. So educating the educators, so to speak, and getting them involved and getting them excited as well.
Trying to reach that full footprint maybe of Noble, which is about 100 miles out or so. Is that your eventual goal, you think? Or?
Well, I don't want to limit it to 100 miles. We just had a workshop with OSSM a couple of weeks ago, and there were some educators there that were even further north of Oklahoma City, and we took every program that we had, gave them the materials that they needed, the handouts, the PowerPoint presentations that we've got, walked them through the experiments, and now they can take those into their classrooms. So we don't want to limit it to 100 miles. We'd love to get it spread as far as we can. And the only way to do that is by educating the educators and getting them excited, getting them involved, and providing these materials for them so they can take them into their classroom.